Legacy Presents by Victoria C.W. Simpson. Gift your essence as a present with Legacy Present. Well, this is a bit lame. Bernice could hear the disappointment in her own voice. But then, what had she expected? She might have known that a repurposed industrial depot filled with miscellany was the best she could reasonably expect from a museum of past innovation, located in the far reaches of the safe zone. The main exhibition hall was dark, gloomy, and stale-smelling. Plus, it was never a good sign when you couldn't identify the actual exhibits. That stuff lining the far wall, was it art or leftover rubbish? And the shipping containers, painted black and stacked on top of each other in lines that disappeared into the far end of the disused depot? Bernice considered the sliding ladder parked up against the first stack of containers. There was a tinny sound coming out of one of the top capsules, which was just asking to be investigated. Plus, the ladder was pointing upward, almost as if it were beckoning her to climb. She probably shouldn't. But then again, why not? After all, there was no one around to stop her.
Hello? Can I help you, sir?
Poised to mount the first rung, Bernice stopped.
Look down, sir.
The speaker was barely a metre tall, but compact and tidy-looking. Bernice noted its uniformly peachy colour, a little tarnished, the hostess scarf permanently knotted around its neck, and the cloche hat pulled down over its eyes. It looked like a child's approximation of a robot. As she watched, it powered itself up, then hovered close to Bernice at eye level. Realising that its head was cocked expectantly at her, Bernice responded, "Hello there."
"Yes, hello, sir. Gaia is here to maximise your visiting pleasure. She will show you the wonders of the museum."
Well, that wouldn't take long then. Although it was quite fun to see this sort of robot guide again. Nostalgic. She hadn't seen one since she was a kid. It was a nice touch. The museum using them to create a retro experience for its visitors. All the same, old habits die hard. "I'm all right, thanks."
"Yes?"
The robot edged closer and paused expectantly, its pale pink head upturned and gleaming. "No need to trouble yourself. I'll walk round on my own, Tar." At that, the robot guide folded its short arms across its chest and became still.
"Gaia will guide you through the museum. It is her job, yes?"
The slight edge in its voice made Bernice bristle. "I said I'm fine. Don't need a guide, don't want a guide. Thanks anyway." As Bernice turned back to the ladder she'd been eyeing up, the robot approached even closer, until its head was just a few centimetres away from hers. Bernice froze. Call her old-fashioned, but she'd never been a fan of strange robots getting too close.
Can you just back off?"
It jumped backwards.
"I am sorry."
This time its tone was conciliatory, even slightly pleading. Its mouth under that ridiculous hat-shaped bulge turned down.
"Perhaps you want a man-guide, sir. If you would prefer Gaia to manifest in a form which reflects your personal preference, then she will change shape for you."
No, Bernice recoiled. "Don't change just for me." It cocked its head to one side.
"Pardon?"
"Oh, nothing." She tried one last time.
"Thing is, I just prefer to walk around on my own." "Gaia is programmed to assist."
Then an attempt to compromise.
"If you do not want a guide, then Gaia can be your companion. Would that suit, sir?"
Seemed a bit like splitting hairs, but whatever. "I suppose so. As long as you stop calling me sir." The robot bobbed her head in suppressed excitement.
"Thank you, sir. You..."
Bernice cast around her. She might as well find out a bit about the museum. She waved her arm to indicate the vast hall, with its line of stacked containers stretching back as far as the eye could see. "So, what's this all about, then? Is it part of the exhibition on lost forms of communication, or have they not finished assembling it yet?"
"Museum has been part-assembled. However, there is a funding issue."
Bernice had heard this story before.
And so our kind sponsors have made additional resources dependent on visitor numbers increasing.
A beat.
By at least 500%.
Uh-huh. Bernice was distracted by the music restarting in the container she'd been tempted to climb up to earlier. It was quite a sweet tune. With an effort, she focused on what Gaia was saying.
So, each of these containers or cells offer a different user experience. They have been selected to exhibit the ingenuity expended on making interpersonal connections through diverse modes of communication.
Okay, I get it. However, Gaia hadn't finished.
The overall aim of the museum being to increase understanding of the many and varied lives lived in the universe and thereby enhance visitor awareness of the tragedy of the universe's imminent annihilation.
Then, without missing a beat, she trilled,
"This way, please."
Mutely, Bernice followed Gaia to the second stack of containers in the line and waited while she activated the security lock with a twist of a small but steely robotic digit. Did robots even have thumbs? Bernice abandoned that thought to peer with Gaia into the ground floor cell through the portal that had opened up. The air smelled stale, and she could make out just a few items displayed in a conventional museum cabinet.
The first of the installations available for viewing is a neural implant recovered from the nasal cavity of a deceased individual. This facilitated communication between people who needed to track each other's physical movements.
Bernice examined the small black bud and felt a bit nauseous. You mean this was stuck up people's noses? Permanently? Gaia nodded. But in a good cause? Parents and their kids, or nurses looking after dementia patients?
No. Gaia's information indicates that the main users of this technology were employers and employees. In fact, this innovation is still being used by our kind sponsors.
Bernice cut her off. Okay, fine. Her interest was still piqued by the music she had heard earlier, when Gaia had first appeared. What about the first cell? The one we skipped? There's some kind of music coming from the top container.
It is a micro-intelligence system. However, it has not yet been fully installed. We will continue with our tour.
Gaia seemed very keen to move on. Always something that made Bernice want to stop and investigate even more. I'd like to see it anyway, ignoring Gaia's protests. Not to mention the warning light which had started to flash on the centre of the robot's hat. Bernice turned and with a few strides mounted the ladder at speed. At the top, she stuck her hand in the lock, the way Gaia had done. But to her surprise, the portal to the top container wasn't locked. She peered in, blinking as the lighting system activated itself to reveal an old-school habitation capsule.
This is not allowed, sir.
Ignoring Gaia, Bernice squeezed herself through the portal and plonked herself down in front of the system on a chair. Wow, this is old school. Look at this keyboard. Is it one of those password setups?
You are not permitted to be here.
Gaia hovered at Bernice's elbow.
It is not yet connected.
Yes, it is. Bernice flicked a switch and a series of lights started flashing. It was getting very colourful with all these warning lights going off at once.
Visitors are not permitted to interact with the exhibits without first signing a disclaimer. The museum cannot be held accountable.
Yes, yes. Impatiently, Bernice turned her back on Gaia and flexed her fingers above the grimy keyboard. So, what do I do? Gaia's small pink head whirred as her desire to stay within the rules fought against her desire to help. Her advanced guide programming won out.
First, you must put on the headset, inserting the probes into your ears and fastening the pads to your temples. Yes, good. Then you must type out a password by putting your finger...
Yes, I'm not an idiot. As Bernice pulled on the headset, the now familiar jingle resounded in her ears, making her shout, what is the password, though?
You must make up a password. The system will read you and respond.
Is that how it used to work back in the day? Bernice took a punt on a password while Gaia fretted at her elbow, still burbling on about the rules, her voice muffled by Bernice's headphones. So, this is more fun. I love an interactive exhibit. Look, it's telling me it accepted my password. And what's this? A message on the screen? Hello, Bernice. It knows my name. How odd is that? Listen to me. Remember me. I'll stay with you for all eternity. Bernice felt a frisson of dread as she waited. It sounded a bit intimate somehow. However, in just a few seconds, the machine whirred to a halt and the screen went black. Is that it? What an anti-climax. Bernice resisted the temptation to kick something to see if that would get it going again. Gaia's hat stopped flashing.
Yes, now it is time to go.
As Bernice clambered out of the portal and down the ladder, Gaia powered at her heels.
You do not wish to know about the consumer products made widely available to a mass market in the 24th century? It is very fascinating.
I've seen enough, thanks. See you. Bernice strode off toward the exit, the sound of her boots on the dusty cement floor echoing through the cavernous space. So much for whiling away some time here. She'd have more fun on the ship. She had an urgent game of one-handed rummy awaiting her.
Dinner for one again, madam? Why, yes, don't mind if I do.
Bernice plonked down a solitary set of eating utensils and detached her ready meal from the energy plate.
You like salt or soy sauce?
As Bernice's food slipped from her grasp, Gaia swooped forward and caught it. Then in the same motion deposited it neatly on the dining station.
What are you doing on my ship? Bernice demanded. Aren't you supposed to stay in the museum?
Very few tourists.
Gaia shook her head sadly.
Gaia was a little bit...
Underemployed? Offered Bernice.
Claustrophobic and isolated,
substituted Gaia. Oh, well, that's no fun.
Yes. So Gaia comes with you. Gaia will be your companion.
A pause.
She is programmed to assist in all areas.
Yes, sorry, but I don't have anywhere for you to recharge.
Bernice knew it was a bad idea. What were the penalties for taking robots off planet? Pretty hefty, surely. Although it would be nice to have some company. All this solitary wandering was beginning to take its toll, plus having someone around might stop her talking to herself quite so much.
Gaia can recharge in galley area, using energy plate port. She can also help with cleaning, everyday dusting and deep cleans.
Bernice didn't have much call for dusting, but deep cleaning? Nah, that was an offer.
Gaia needs a holiday,
Gaia continued.
The museum guards, they are a bit...
Demanding, firm but fair.
Ignorant assholes.
Bernice was sold. All right, then. As the ship rattled on through the darkness, Bernice sat staring out of the ship's vast windows. Meanwhile, the robot bustled about the galley, propelling dust towards the external doorway while maintaining a stream of chit-chat.
You do not want to be called, sir. What do you prefer? Miss, mademoiselle, lady, or dame?
What? Oh, nothing, really. I mean, given that there's no one but the two of us on board, I'd say the potential for confusion is pretty minimal. The response was considered.
You are correct. Besides which, Gaia does not need to name you to provide a focused service tailored to your needs and wants.
Good to know. Bernice strummed her fingers and wondered who had set Gaia's default appearance so that she looked so very hostessy. It was neat and all that, but it must be hard enough to be taken seriously when you were that pale pink colour, and much harder when you were wearing a matching hat and scarf. It certainly wasn't a look Bernice would be trying out any time soon. How do you manage to adapt to successive visitors without using up all your memory? Bernice asked. You must delete all their data regularly.
Yes. After the visitors depart from the museum, All trace of them is wiped from Gaia's memory to free up space for next tourists.
You haven't done that with me?
Not yet.
Gaia's tone was proud.
It will happen when Gaia returns. Functionality is very reliable, despite the advanced age of Gaia's technology. Once a visitor departs the museum, it is as if they never existed.
Sounds like unbelievably annoying. I needed all straight A's for my post-academy studies, and everyone knows I'm the best student this year, if not this decade. It wasn't my fault I had a cold on the day of the tests and dropped a half percentage point.
There was a half-second pause.
So, anyway, spring break that year, OMG, it was crazy. We play this game where you pass a balloon from the girls to the boys, holding it between your...
Waking with a start, Bernice blinked, her eyes straining to see where the voice was coming from.
Astra said he wasn't going to the last night party, but she was lying. I knew it. So I picked up an awesome bikini at the mall. It had purple feathers. It was so cool. It matched my hair. But Astra, oh, she is such a you-know-what. She was saying all these outrageous things about me in front of him. I was, like, so furious.
Bernice cast around the rest area. Although the sleeping space was cluttered, it seemed empty. She felt the familiar dread of being alone and awake in the early hours when self-doubt and loneliness threatened. Not alone tonight, though, with that voice ringing out.
So, yeah, we were all checking out the new industrial facility, and he, like, accidentally on purpose falls into step with me, and Artemis, she gives me this really mean look, like I can help it if her boyfriend wants to partner me and...
Bernice cut in experimentally.
Hello?
The monologue stopped.
Oh, hi. It's been, like, ages. What have you been up to? Anything going on?
Bernice had already tried putting her fingers in her ears. However, if anything, it made the voice louder. A wave of awful realization hit her. The voice was coming from inside her head. She responded on autopilot while her brain whirred.
Not much, really. How about you?
Yes, I've been fine. Bit nothing-y, if you know what I mean. I mean, it hasn't exactly been all go. Ha ha.
The laugh was mirthless and familiar somehow.
Can I ask,
Bernice started,
do I know you? Oh my gosh, what a question. Of course you do, you are so funny.
Another laugh.
Don't you remember? At the academy we used to...
And with that, the voice conked out mid-sentence. So it was very odd. I mean, I have plenty, and I mean plenty, going on in my head at the best of times. Thoughts, chats, laughs, it's a busy place in this old noggin. Bernice tapped her head, then carried on hurriedly. So an extra voice or two is pretty normal. For me, anyway. Gaia waited.
But this was not one of my voices. It was someone else's voice, but it was coming from inside my head. And it was familiar. I just can't quite place it.
Bernice ground to a halt.
You are worried and frightened,
Gaia said.
You want to know whether there is factual explanation for this voice?
Yes, yes, I do.
Maybe you have an ear problem and are confused.
No, it's not that.
Maybe you were sleeping and had bad dreams.
Not that either. Look, I pinched myself while it was happening. Still hurts a bit, actually.
Maybe it is a psychological disturbance in your brain.
Gee, thanks for that. Reassuring.
You are welcome.
Then, with barely a pause,
and now Gaia has finished her cleaning, she is ready to make curtains for ship.
Actually, I'm not sure the ship really needs curtains. Plus, isn't gingham a bit cheesy?
You prefer a figurative pattern? From materials in the storage room, Gaia can weave cherry blossom, mountains, seascape with waves, seascape without waves.
You can?
I Okay, whatever. Anything for a quiet life. Ideally one without unexplained voices firing off with no warning. Cup of tea in hand as she watched Gaia work, Bernice started to feel better.
So you're sure you don't want to dock somewhere? She asked. Check out a new place or two?
The short figure was really going for it, weaving at a rate of knots. Amazing how those old robots had arts and crafts programming. Talk about retro.
I mean, this is hardly a very exciting break for you.
Gaia is not programmed to encounter new worlds. She cannot compute vistas or new sights. And this is a nice break.
Really?
Yes. In the museum, Gaia spent too much time on her own. No one to talk to. Just waiting.
As Gaia spoke, Bernice started to become aware of an anticipatory fizzing in her ears. From a distance, she felt her drink slipping through her fingers as the voice in her head started up again with a vengeance.
Sticky Stewart! What a pervert! He really should have learnt to keep his hands in his lab coat. And when we heard he was up to his old tricks with the freshers, that was when me and Astra decided to teach him a lesson.
Already strident, the voice rose in incredulity.
He actually thought I wanted to meet up with him in the science lab. Revolting or what? But that was the last time he got to try it on with anyone. After we streamed him in action, the Academy head had no choice but to suspend him.
A pause.
You remember, don't you? I mean, it was pretty crazy.
Can you hear it?
Bernice whispered urgently.
Gaia, can you hear the voice? I was looking amazing that day, though. Really cute in my lime green boiler suit. It had, like, little buttons in the shape of rockets and looked really, really cool on me. I had my hair sculpted into, like, a rocket shape too with a point at the top. Artemis was wild with jealousy. OMG, I had such great feedback when the footage went viral.
The little robot's head was tilted to one side.
Gaia cannot hear anything.
What is happening to me? Bernice felt as though her head was about to explode.
Please quieten down, will you? Stop!
And with that, she passed out. I'm sorry, Gaia, but it just went on and on, banging on about itself, what it did, what people said about it, but mostly feeling so much about its own feelings. Bernice fought to keep the desperation in her own voice under control.
Was it a young or old voice, man or lady?
Definitely female. I told you that. And young. Very giddy, you know.
Gaia does not know what the word giddy means in this context.
Oh, keep up, Gaia.
The thing is, she mentioned the Academy. And the fact that one of the lecturers was a serial harasser. I remember some of the older girls showing him up in public for being a lech, which was pretty cool. But the thing was, it was as if she knew my past. She said she knew me.
A mixture of feelings was making Bernice flush hot and cold. But my time at the Academy was so long ago, and I'm not even in that universe anymore.
Like I said, maybe it is a nightmare.
A pause.
Or maybe you are having an episode.
An episode? Thanks a lot.
Do you know what it's like to have a voice in your head that you can't control? Gaia has not had that particular experience.
The robot seemed almost apologetic.
And my capacity to empathise is reduced, as I am not fully charged. I am only at 27%.
Bad luck you. Personally, I'm functioning at about 10%, if that.
Why doesn't Gaia recharge and Bernice have a nap?
The robot sounded hopeful.
Oh, you recharge yourself then. Go on, get on with it. And thanks a lot.
You are very welcome.
By the time Gaia was fully recharged, Bernice had been stewing for some time. And not on whether she should have chosen the cherry blossom instead of the mountains for the curtains.
Gaia,
You know that feeling you get when you know someone or something, but you don't know how?
No.
Okay, yeah, we covered that. Anyway, I've worked it out. I do know this voice. Her name was Roxanne, and she was a few years ahead of me at the military academy. I mean, I didn't actually know her very well. She was very alpha. What about grades and boys? Super popular and really, really cliquey.
She did not like Bernice, then?
Well, no, she didn't, actually. The feeling was mutual. She was kind of careless.
And you think she is here now?
Well, yes, I know it's insane. I can't explain it, obviously. Bernice was on a roll. But however it's happened, she's back. Out of place and out of time, but the same chat from back in the day. Who did what, who was dating who was top of the class. All this me, ranting inside my head. And there's no escape, as it's all in my head. Bernice could have wept with anger and frustration.
Gaia thinks Bernice should sit down. Gaia will dim the lights and play some calming music.
Defeated, Bernice leaned back and closed her eyes. There was a tune repeating itself in her head. What was it? It was something from the exhibition. Something about presents. Giving or receiving them. Bernice couldn't recall. She must remember to ask Gaia. But no sooner had she closed her eyes than the voice was back again. All of its teenage energy funneled into yet another monologue, and this time it was furious.
It's not fair! I wanted to go to the graduation prom and I never got to go, and Astrid did, and it's too late now. None of it is fair!
The voice caught on a self-pitying sob.
Why am I trapped here? Why me? I'm trapped and it's torture and you're free.
The emotion in the voice was excruciating. It blotted out the music Gaia was playing, pinioning Bernice to her chair.
I'm talking to you, Bernice Summerfield. Yes, you. Who do you think you are, travelling around the unbound universe in your human body, having adventures? Wearing those nasty old combat trousers? What century do you think this is? And have you ever heard of makeup? You need to do something about your hair. It's disgusting.
The voice was a furious hiss.
You always were an ugly, unpopular girl, and I can see that nothing has changed.
It subsided into self-pitying sobs without warning.
Why am I trapped here while you're free? Why you? Why not me? I hate it. I hate you. I'm trapped here and you won't help me. Do something. Help me.
When it finally paused to draw breath, Bernice marshalled her thoughts with effort. She spoke loudly, her eyes shut against the empty room and the tremendous pressure inside her head. You need to just shut up, she said. Shut up, will you? I have no idea what you're going on about, but it's not my fault. It's not my fault. The voice came back at her with a shriek.
What do I care whose fault it is? I hate you. I hate all of you. You don't understand what it's like. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Having screamed herself hoarse, the voice stopped abruptly. Bernice opened her eyes. Had it gone? It seemed so. She rubbed her eyes and called for Gaia, ignoring the spilled teacup at her feet. But there was no sign of the robot anywhere, not even by the energy plate port in the galley. A trickle of sweat coursing down her back, Bernice forced herself to stop and listen. There was a deep humming sound coming from the floor below. Of course, the engine room. They had discussed doing a steam clean, but it had seemed a bit unkind to delegate such a large task to such a small robot. Descending the stairs, Bernice spied a familiar small head toiling over the mainframe and relaxed. She leaned against the side of the steps and gave herself a moment to regroup, breathing in the scent of cleaning products as they cut through the fusty air in the engine room. The hum of Gaia's cleaning mode mingled with the sound of the engine and soothed her frayed nerves. As her eyelids began to droop, the humming in the engine room started to resolve itself into a simple tune. The jingle from the museum again. Had it been about presents or presents? Something about leaving the best of yourself behind when you left? It had been playing when she had logged onto that funny old micro-intelligence system in the capsule. What had that creepy message been again? Listen to me. Remember me. I'll stay with you for all eternity. That tune, the message which had appeared on screen, it had to have something to do with what's happening now. Something to do with Roxanne's voice. Bernice's head felt clearer than it had done in days.
Gaia, sorry to interrupt, but I need to get back to the museum. You don't have to come with me, but there's something I need to do.
So you really don't mind going back? Bernice shot a glance at the short figure, giving her a leg up over the security wall. Geez, even the security in this place was crap. You'd have thought they'd put some kind of barrier at the back of the museum, but no. The old docking station from back when this was an industrial depot had been left wide open. Talk about not locking up against the looters. She'd hardly even needed Gaia to neutralise the alarm system. The robot seemed to be flagging, but responded after a pause.
Gaia has had a nice break.
Made some memories, eh? Sorry, just kidding. Bernice grunted as she landed on the disused loading bay the other side of the wall, with Gaia powering effortfully behind.
Are you okay? No, seriously, though, if you don't fancy going back, then just head back to the ship.
The worst they'll do is to whack a fine on me. And requisition the ship when I can't pay, she thought silently.
Thank you. But it's no problem. Gaia is looking forward to a good rest.
All right, then. It'd drive me mad waiting for non-existent visitors day in, day out, but it's your choice. As they entered the main hall, with its familiar smell of dust and neglect, Bernice paused to survey the line of capsules squatting in their rows in the half-light. I'm glad you're here now, though. It's even creepier out of hours.
Gaia finds it peaceful.
They retraced their steps through the unlit gloom of the main hall toward the first stack of containers, Gaia beaming light to illuminate their path.
So, Benny, you think that logging back on will help?
Said the robot.
Well, I don't know exactly. I mean, it was weird how it knew my name, but mostly it's a gut feeling.
Bernice paused.
Plus, I can't get that tune out of my mind.
Tune?
Yes, the one about leaving a part of yourself behind.
Gift your essence as a present, with Legacy Present.
Yes, that's the one.
Her hand halfway to the ladder, she clenched her fist in triumph instead.
But what does it mean?
Gaia did try to explain last time Benny was here. It is part of the exhibition on popular mass communication products.
Gaia paused, powering herself up before beaming an infographic on the side wall. Bernice stopped to look, her hands on the first part of the ladder.
Look, the curators have now uploaded into the museum memory bank an explanatory text about post-death messaging.
Post-death what?
Post-death messaging services. The jingle which you heard is from a popular product available for a brief period in the 21st century. For a fee, an individual's virtual traces were harvested and recycled to generate an automated presence across all available media. It was seen as a way of keeping a person's memory alive.
Oh.
Gift your essence as a present. It was very popular as a bequest. Many people left it to friends and family in their will. But it was so popular that it had an impact on society. It was blamed for a drop in economic productivity and a decline in the birth rate. And depression, a very expensive illness.
I see.
I suppose that having people who died pop up and start communicating wouldn't exactly help you move on.
Yes. So the products were outlawed. They were no good for people who were still alive.
Gaia paused.
Although many, many presences were still loose in the systems, there was no way of eliminating them once the technology was outlawed.
That's a bit sad. All those voices pinging around the place, looking for a home. Bernice realized she was still holding the first strut of the ladder and let go of it. The better to think. But hang on. That doesn't make sense of what's happening to me. Roxanne wasn't even from this universe. How could she follow me here? Gaia's response was not what Bernice wanted to hear.
It is not Roxanne. It is some other person's consciousness in your head.
But she knew me. She mentioned specifics. It wasn't a random voice from some old system. Gaia shook her head.
You wanted to hear from someone in your old life. So this presence found you.
Bernice was adamant. I don't believe you. I know it was her. And that anecdote, she didn't make that up. I remember it. It happened in my past. She was a legend, I mean. She took pains to seem giddy, or boys in makeup, but she was an A-grade student. Her results were off the radar. And the way she set up that honey trap, it was genius. There wasn't a girl there who wasn't grateful that she got rid of that slime ball. So although she wasn't my tribe, I kind of admired her. Bernice felt quite het up. I tried to tell her soon after I started there. She was in the academy canteen with her friends. And she looked me up and down and then just laughed at me. It's a bit devastating, actually. But the point is that I remember all of this.
But
so you can't tell me it was some stray person's echo looking for any old person's head to set up home in. Even to her own ears, Bernice sounded frantic. Okay, so we weren't exactly soulmates. So it's not a tragedy. But it was her. There was a pause before Gaia responded cautiously.
It is possible that the voice you can hear is a hybrid. A lost presence. But one which has harvested your memories to produce a version of your friend.
A version of her? Created by something that's invaded my head and stolen my memories. That's even worse. Thoroughly rattled, Bernice threw herself at the ladder.
Not stolen, just borrowed.
Gaia did the thumb-unlocking thing to the capsule lock, then moved aside so Bernice could throw herself in. Bernice bashed distractedly at a few keys before asking for help. So how do I log back onto this thing? What's the password?
I do not know. Whatever you chose. Your name? Your planet of birth? Your happy tune?
I don't know. And that sodding jingle has started back up again. It's driving me mad. Legacy presence. Oh, that was it.
What?
Legacy presence. It's the password. I must have typed it without thinking last time when the jingle was sounding off in my ear. So, I'm in. Now what?
Gaia does not know. Sorry.
Benny, hi, Hastrix.
The voice was back in Bernice's ear, amplified by her earplugs. It was calmer this time, even conversational.
I'm sorry. I kind of lost it last time. I'm sorry. I let rip.
Oh, right. Bernice didn't know what to say.
So, listen, I wanted to say something. You know that time in the canteen when I looked straight at you and laughed? I wasn't laughing at you. I mean, you just happened to be there. But it wasn't about you.
The voice softened.
I was just having one of those days when everything is funny. It was a beautiful day. I was with my friends and the grass smelled so green and the sky was such a bright blue. We were young, with the heat of the sun on our faces, and it was just so good to be alive.
The voice paused, its yearning palpable.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was a long time ago. Bernice paused.
Wait, what was she even talking to?
But maybe it didn't matter. All she knew was that this conversation felt real. A really long time ago, in another life. But it did happen, Roxanne. I remember it. And you.
What is happening? What are you saying?
Gaia was hovering anxiously by the keyboard. It's okay, said Bernice, taking out her earplugs. Look at the screen. See what it says? The message has changed. Listen to me. Remember me, and then I'll set you free. She felt her forehead experimentally.
My head feels lighter. I think she's gone. That was quick.
Yes, it was a bit. But I feel better. Like the only voices left in my head are my own.
That is good. And now Gaia must warn Benny. She needs to recharge. Also, the alarm will sound in 8.5 seconds.
They climbed down the ladder and ran. By the time Bernice got to the outside wall, she was seriously out of puff. Any health benefits from having exorcised an alien presence from her head were temporarily outweighed by the debilitating pain in her lungs. Oh, she gasped. You're not the only one feeling your age. Silence. Bernice looked around in concern. She couldn't clear the security fence without the little robot's help. Guy, mate, where are you? You going to give me a leg up again or what? Gaia was nowhere to be seen. Bernice gave a sigh and waited resignedly for the security guards who were running towards her.
You are kidding.
Confused, Bernice looked from one of the guards to the other.
What do you mean? Why would I be kidding? Pink robot guides? Having a chat and then going on their holidays? Ha ha, you tell her, Jim.
Bernice gave him a look, but it didn't shut him up. She could only assume his working life was normally devoid of excitement. Jim cleared his throat, enjoying the moment.
Glad to oblige. Robot guides of the model you describe once enjoyed considerable popularity as a means of automating the tour function and imparting a consistent educational experience.
Well, I did know that, thank you. He continued, ignoring her.
However, an issue with their programming meant that they started to form relationships and allegiances and conduct themselves independently. The state had no option but to initiate a comprehensive program of mass obliteration.
Mass obliteration?
Yep. The pink robot guides, anyway. Not the blue. They was all right. The pink ones, though, they was all decommissioned.
Bish bash bosh,
added his colleague helpfully.
But there must have been a few survivors.
Jim looked affronted.
No, I'm telling you, none left.
When Bernice looked sceptical, he continued.
I'm a graduate of the Museum Guard School, me. Did an advanced module on robots in history only last year.
As his colleague chipped in,
Jim's the expert. There's nothing he doesn't know, etc.
Bernice rubbed her forehead. She had spent the best part of 3 days with Gaia. Okay, so Bernice hadn't exactly been on good form, but she couldn't have, what, made her up?
So I know all about them. Look, we've even got one on display right here in this very museum. The shell of one, that is. Obviously not one that's operational. Ha! 16, 15, 14,
Jim counted down the containers as they passed them on their route to the museum office, releasing his grip on Bernice's shoulder when they reached the 12th container.
There you go.
Following a twist from the key hanging at the guard's belt, the capsule door slid open to reveal a familiar short figure encased in glass. Bernice could see at once that it was Gaia, standing immobile with one of her robotic arms outstretched. Bernice remembered to breathe.
Is she...
Oh, she's decommissioned all right. Looks convincing, eh? but not in working order. We don't let our exhibits run around the facility, creating havoc. What kind of a show do you think we run here?
Bernice's chest was tight as she gazed at Gaia. Obviously, Jim didn't know the half of it.
Right, now we've cleared that up. Tell us what you were doing here after hours.
Jim was suddenly all business.
It's a fine, you know, unauthorised entry.
As Jim turned away towards his office, Bernice saw Gaia's outstretched arm move. Bernice watched as her robotic hand tilted to reveal the thumb she had watched her open the containers with. As the doors closed, it signalled an unmistakable thumbs up, the universal gesture of reassurance. It was hard to accept that Gaia had wanted to return here. It felt wrong to leave her, but it had been her choice. And, oh, the relief that Gaia was real, that she hadn't made her up. That had been a nasty moment. For a minute or so, Bernice had been running through other options, none of which were even remotely appealing. If Bernice had turned out to have been fabricating an entire series of conversations with a made-up robot now, that would not have been a good sign. Back at the ship, Bernice drew her newly made curtains with pleasure, admiring the patterned fabric suspended from the ship's windows. Mountains. Such a delightful motif for window decoration. So much nicer than cherry blossom or a seascape. Bernice thought of Gaia in her small capsule and wondered if her memory bank had been wiped yet. Then she ran her hand absently along the stretch of material suspended between her and the emptiness outside. As her fingers spanned the fabric, they encountered a series of ridges, which seemed to have been woven into the pattern, so that they added texture to the horizon while also seeming to spell something out. Bernice examined the material more closely. There, stitched at regular intervals so finely that you could hardly see it, was a single word, embroidered over and over again. A name, sewn into the fabric like a signature. Gaia. So, wanting to be remembered wasn't just a human thing, then. Giving the material a final pat, Bernice leaned back in her chair and wondered what to do next. Maybe, just maybe, she had been on her own too long. It might be time to check in and see whether the president of the universe was missing her.